After being cooped up for months because of COVID-19 restrictions, thousands of residents of the capital city headed to George Street last weekend to do a number of things, take back a few drinks, party a little bit, maybe even dance, despite warnings of physical distancing. Images were shared widely on social media and are very disappointing to many people who make a living from tourism and in that industry. Steve Denty is the chair of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, and he joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Denty.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to check in with you on this topic because, I mean, really, I got to ask, what went through your mind when you saw those images coming out on George Street?
Well, we certainly at H&L, we understand the concern and the frustration that any overcrowding would have had on the public, but certainly on our own members and on tourism and hospitality operators in our province. Our main concern was the specter of what a setback would do to all the work we've done to advance traveling around our province and health and safety measures for citizens coming from the Atlantic bubble, and just all we've done to advance things, what a setback would mean in terms of the negative impact if there was any sort of a willful avoidance or inaction. We wanted to make sure that it was taken serious. George Street is such an important destination for our local and visiting tourists. We felt it was very important to reach out to the George Street Association to work with them to ensure that there was positive change happening to make sure that these kind of things didn't circulate again and that it was an isolated incident.
And we get one shot at it, we won't get a second chance if the worst occurs. But for you, what is so disappointing about seeing that overcrowding?
Again, I think that there's been so many operators in our industry who've done everything right, who've worked really, really hard to take this serious and invest a great deal in their business to make sure that they're putting protocols in place to provide safe and comfortable experiences for people traveling around our province. We met with the George Street Association with their representative, Mr. Cody, earlier this week, and they seem to take this very, very serious. I think everyone understands both the public perception of it, but also the realities of making sure that we do this right. We've advanced so far, and businesses have taken such great strides. We just want to make sure everyone's on the same page to ensure we keep moving forward and that there's no setbacks to hold anyone back. And again, George Street, such a popular anchor attraction for everyone here locally, but also coming from away. It's one of the key things in St. John's that is an attractive thing. And we want to make sure that stays attractive and that it's viewed as safe and that people are taking the measures that they need to seriously.
Something Mr. Cody referenced in a live interview with us here at VOCM, he did say that, there's two patio spaces and there's two indoor spaces, and then it starts to rain and the people who are outside start filing back indoors. I mean, I know a lot of your members are doing it right, but what does that look like?
Yeah, and I don't want to comment too much on the specifics of that. We did have an opportunity to hear that from them as well. I think that the more important thing is how we engage going forward. I think a lot of this was, again, Mr. Cody had indicated to us it was a bad moment in time, and we'll certainly give them the benefit of the doubt to say that that's exactly what it was. I was pleased to see that there will be a little more enforcement happening, coming up now in the future. Our public health officials engaged with George Street, and there was communications with the municipality and NLC and Service NL. So it's nice to see that people who have existing relationships with operators in the downtown entertainment district and bars have stepped up to help enforce amended regulations, because the key is going to be in what we do going forward. So I certainly hope that this was just, again, a bad moment in time and that everyone has learned a little bit of how to handle things going forward.
And of course, you'd have to sort of take that optimism at this point, because we did hear from a lot of different business owners that, yes, we are really trying to fix this situation. But I mean, has the damage already been done?
I think it's an opportunity to earn public trust. There are so many businesses and operators in our sector who are doing it right. And I think that they probably have more frustration than anyone, because we all put in so much time and effort to make sure that we're doing things positively. I don't think it's too late to earn back that public trust. I really do think that there are mechanisms by which all these operators are going to do better, that the industry as a whole is going to do better, and quite frankly, that our public officials and government are going to do better to ensure enforcement. These regulations and restrictions are tricky. It's already affecting people's business models, and when you have people's public health and safety in your hands, hands is really a great responsibility and one that we don't take lightly. But there needs to be enforcement of things that are out there. There needs to be an eye on things. There needs to be partnership amongst all the stakeholders to make sure that we do this right going forward. The last thing anyone wants, forget our industry for a second, just as citizens, nobody wants a setback to go back to any different stages. Everyone's sacrificed. Everyone's worked hard. We've done a wonderful job. And again, now is just the time to keep listening to our public health officials. We've said from day one, we want to advance when things make sense from a health and safety perspective for our customers, for our staff, for the people who work in our businesses, and this is no exception.
And Mr. Denty, the Atlantic bubble is now 1 week in the making. Have there been additional bookings because of this opening?
Yeah, you know, I don't have firm numbers. Obviously, we've all seen, Marine Atlantic's passenger traffic has certainly increased with this. We're starting to see around the province some people travel, and also some of our residents have been able to visit friends and family who live in other Atlantic provinces. I said this to you folks before, but any kind of partnership that you're going to engage in hopefully has benefits for both sides. What we're seeing are people who are encouraged. The main thing is that we've switched the narrative from not traveling to how do you travel safely. And as people get over a bit of hesitance or see what people are doing, see what our transportation partners are doing to make sure they're providing safe experiences, see what accommodators and experience operators and restaurants are doing all over the Atlantic provinces to make this a safe, healthy travel experience, you start to see that fear eased a little bit. And now I think that the consumer confidence is building back up where people are enjoying the little vacation opportunities. We've certainly seen it in and around St. John's a bit, and I'm hearing stories around the province of people getting around more. So it's encouraging to see. We're not there yet. We haven't, recouped all the economic impact, of course. It's going to be a tough year regardless, but certainly it's been some encouraging signs in the first week of the bubble.
And I'm not asking you to predict the future here, but an educated guess, do you expect it to be a quieter weekend on George Street this coming weekend?
I would certainly hope so. I the people I've spoken with, and again, when we spoke with Mr. Cody on behalf of George Street and when we've spoken with other authorities and provincial government, I really think that there's a legitimate interest in making sure that this weekend goes better. I also think that the public saw what happened and want to make sure that they're engaged in doing better as well. So I think there's a sincere desire to try to do better. There are protocols in place. Enforcement's going to be key. And again, I'm really pleased to see that organizations like NLC and ServiceNL, who have relationships already with business owners in downtown St. John's, have stepped up to enforce the amended regulations. I think that that's really going to help.
Steve Denty, from your position as Chair of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, I thank you for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's always good to chat with you.